This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our special guest from Sydney, who is it?
We've got Stephen A. Russell to talk all things film with us. Welcome, Stephen.
It's so good to be here, boys. Well, technically not here, but, you know, close enough.
Close enough.
Because, you know, like, we are getting studio guests. The next time we talk to you, hopefully you can make it
be
to the studio.
Be in the studio, yeah.
I cannot wait to see your gorgeous faces again.
Yeah, likewise. Hey, we've got to pick on you to begin with because you're in Sydney. You're up there to see Hamilton, which you saw last night. Now, you actually did a review of Hamilton when it was on the streaming system, and you slagged it. And here you are, you're like flying to Sydney to actually see the stage show. What, you know, like, what's going on here, Stephen A. Russell?
Okay, in my defense.
No, you haven't got any defense.
Okay, my problem with the show, right, is that, it, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda is a Puerto Rican man who very, very admirably has written this incredible musical for, you know, a host of actors of color to, you know, play these roles of the founding fathers of the, you know, the basically the mythology of the founding of America. My problem with it, and what concerns me, is that he doesn't look at any of the historical people of color who were there. That's all. It's like, you know, I feel like there's this gaping silence of the characters who aren't included.
Whatever.
That all said, the, you know, seeing it live is an entirely different ballgame from seeing it on a streaming service.
Of course.
The cast have excelled themselves. They're all absolutely magnificent. The singing is top-notch. What the Australian cast brings to the show that actually I think is a weakness in the original Broadway cast is that they bring a lot more humor. Maybe it's just it's just, you know, the Aussie way.
Okay.
So for instance, Alexander Hamilton, you know, he's not the nicest guy in the world, right? He has, you know, a couple of affairs. He eternally goes on about how intelligent he is and how he's smarter than everybody else. And Lin-Manuel Miranda and others have played that a bit straight-laced.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Jason Arrow, the leading man here, he leans right into the kind of the pomposity of it and almost has a bit of fun with that.
Mm.
And I tell you what, the star of the show is Lyndon Watts, is Aaron Burr. He is absolutely charismatic in this role. His smile does so much heavy lifting. Victor Njinjuki is also amazing in the twin role of Lafayette and
I'm going to say that is good to hear, and I do look forward to actually seeing that. But before we get a demarcation dispute, we need to move to film, Stephen.
Let's do that. I know. Look, really quickly, I want to go on to another battle scene as you've just started the, you know, heavyweight fighting with me. I'm gonna go into Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, can I go to sleep now? Can I wake up in
the... I think David wants to resume the fight with you. You go. I'm listening. So are our listeners.
I know. I'm getting revenge now, you know, Neil. Anyway, well, look, but David has a very good point. Look, this is almost a review-proof film. If you want to go to the cinema and see an enormous lizard smacking down with a giant gorilla, then this is absolutely the film for you. It's 5 stars. You know, it's one of the noisiest films probably of 2021, even noisier than Chris Nolan's Tenet, except you can actually hear the dialogue this
time.
Oh, you're on point.
Look, if you're like David and you have absolutely zero interest in that, then don't go. If you do have interest in it, look, there's not much to it, you know?
Really? Really? There's not much to it?
It squanders people like Big Little Lies star Alexander Skarsgård and Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven.
Okay.
You know, you're not really here for the nuanced performances or, you know, intriguing plot twists.
Yeah.
What I will tell you, though, is if you go in wondering who will win, you might be surprised, by how it plays out. But I sincerely doubt it, in fairness.
Okay. Well, moving on, how many stars are you giving it?
Look, it was a lot of fun. I'm giving it 3 stars.
Okay.
Look, what I want to do, I know we're really tight today, but what I did also want to do very quickly is take a sidestep and have a quick squiz at the Oscar noms, because they dropped just after I was on air last night.
Yep.
So the really big one, you know what, I hope it's one of those years when the leader, like, falls in the race, because David Fincher's black and white film Mank, which is on Netflix, which is about Orson Welles struggling to get the Citizen Kane script off of Herman J. It's a bit boring. I didn't really love it, but it's leading the field with 10 stars.
Okay.
10 nominations.
Yeah.
Look, I think Amanda Seyfried might get it for Best Supporting Actress, and I'm fine with that. But it's up for Best Picture alongside Judas and the Black Messiah. You'll remember last fortnight I was raving about this political thriller about the Black Panthers. It's also up with Minari, which I've raved about, which is the Korean American family film.
Yep.
Nomadland, Frances McDormand killing it. You've got Promising Young Woman, which is the really cool revenge thriller led by Carey Mulligan. Sound of Metal, my future husband, he doesn't know this yet, but Riz Ahmed, he is up for Best Actor too. There's so much, honestly, I can't remember the last time the Oscar nominations were this diverse.
Yeah.
Including, for the first time ever, not one but two women directors up for Best Director. Now, it's appalling that it's taken this long, but great to see. So, you know, I'm really excited, boys. I feel like this could be a bit of a wild card year with who's going to win.
I think
but
it
I tell
would
you
be.
What, most, I think so. And look, most of the films that are up for major gongs are in cinemas in Australia right now. So you can go and see Judas and the Black Messiah. You can see Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Women. You can jump onto Amazon Video and see Riz Ahmed in Sound of Metal. And also Aaron Sorkin's legal drama, The Trial of the Chicago 7, is on Netflix. But I'm going to tell you now, the one that I think Best Actor, I would love Riz Ahmed, but I think it's going to be Chadwick Boseman.
Okay. What about Anthony Hopkins, in The Father? He's such a good actor. And it sounds like, I'm looking forward to seeing this, because you're actually seeing it through the eyes of the person that's got dementia.
Look, I haven't had a chance to see it yet. We're going to talk about that one next time.
Yeah.
Then it really is. I think it's all bets are off for Best Actor.
Okay.
The only reason I think the Black Panther actor would win, not the Black Panthers, but you know, the Marvel superhero actor with Chadwick Boseman. Obviously, he tragically died of cancer.
That's right.
He's really great in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which is also a Netflix film with Viola Davis. He does great in it. It's a good film. You know, I have a feeling that they might go down the posthumous award to recognise what an amazing talent has taken from us too soon.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, enjoy your time in Sydney. Can't wait to personally speak to you about Hamilton, but we'll get to that another day. All right, Steve.
Always a pleasure to wrestle with you on air, David.
thanks so much, Stephen. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time. You've been listening here to listening to Stephen A. Russell live for review here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.